This is the Daily Update for Friday, June 16, 2017. Theresa May fails was apparently too scared to meet with the apartment building fire survivors in West London. Not a leader, not a leader, not a leader. A true leader would have met with those people, would have assured them that they're going to be okay, and then let other people who live in similar situations know that they're on top of it and they're not going to die in some horrible blaze because of code violations. So, the Robert Mueller investigation. Now, you know what? This has to happen. It's got to be settled. I don't think that the left side, unrealistic as they are, will ever settle the matter unless this guy does his investigation. But the GOP does have its concerns. Mueller is close friends with James Comey, the former head of the FBI, who's kind of the centerpiece to this whole thing. And also, Mueller's hiring big Democrat donors on the investigation. There may be a conflict of interest going on there. So the bottom line is these guys want to embarrass Trump any way they can. They want to go after him any way they can. They will definitely do the whole needle in a haystack thing. On the left side, on the liberal side, on the Democrat side, we have people like Hillary Clinton, who's a liar, cheater, thief. They basically changed the law so she wouldn't go to jail. So, but what's going to happen? Let's say at the worst case scenario, and Trump is ever found guilty of obstruction from what his relationship was with James Comey. What's going to happen? You know what's going to happen? It's going to go on to Congress, the GOP Congress, and they're going to have to be able to push it through, and it's doubtful it'll ever go anywhere. So the whole thing is a waste of time and a waste of money. Our time, our money. You know, if something improper happened, you have to suss it out and hold those people accountable. But if not, and this is just a liberal witch hunt, like Donald Trump says, like a lot of people say, like I also think, it is just a huge waste of our time and we need to get on with it in this country and be everything that we can be. So it comes down to also liberal rage and liberal terrorism. We are seeing terrorist attacks from liberals. It has grown out of control. People are trying to kill each other now because of their political beliefs in this country. It is out of hand, man. Really out of hand. But Rasmussen yesterday said Trump had a 47% approval rating. Today, they said he's got a 50% approval rating. So if half of the country literally approves of Donald Trump, then obviously he's doing something right. So we will see what happens. He's a fighter. He says he's going to stay in it. More power to him. So a growing problem. Sweden is flooded with people who are pushing radical Islam. They have grown from hundreds to several thousand. There's propaganda from ISIS being circulated all through the streets of the Islamic communities in Sweden. Sweden is a perfect example of what not to do. We need to stay away from people who are like that. They are out there. They're out there and they're going to try to destroy everything that they hate, which is everything that we value and we love. So imagine that. Look at Indianapolis, Indiana, right? State police say that shots were fired at a truck carrying a Make America Great flag and an American flag. So the suspects are in a white Malibu, the two black men. They drove up next to his truck. They pull out a handgun and they start shooting at the truck unprovoked, no reason, no nothing. So I'm saying watch your back out there, you know, and be careful. Hey, you know, if you have a bumper sticker for Trump on your car, that's a dangerous thing in this country now. You know, it's a damn shame that you can't advertise your politics. It's a damn shame that you can't open up yourself to the world and say, this is what I believe, because there are people out there looking to thwart that, looking to stop it from happening. We've seen this in the past from past civilizations that did that, and they came along, they put a stop to people's beliefs. We see it in China now with the Falun Gong. They rounded them up and they're selling their organs on the black market. So think about this country and the danger that you're in just from driving down the street, and you might have a bumper sticker that says Trump, you might get shot for it. That's unbelievable. So, it is war with MS-13. The head of MS-13 in El Salvador gave a directive to the rest of the gang, telling them to commit more violence in New York. It is a war. So, what do you have to look out for? These guys are actually easily identifiable because mainly they have tattoos all over their bodies. Horns, tattoos of horns for the devil all over their body. But there are communities in New York, especially down on Long Island, the city, that have large deposits of MS-13. And then I remember when they started coming in 20 years ago, no one's ever done anything about it. Law enforcement was limited, but then all these years under Obama especially, where they had a don't deport people policy and let everybody in policy, this is what we've got. All the victims piling up is because of those terrible politics and horrible decisions that were made against us, we the people. So, Megyn Kelly is getting pounded now by Alex Jones from InfoWars. She interviewed Alex Jones, was going to do a hit piece. They took the thing and edited heavily and made him look like an idiot, you know. And then now he's saying that he recorded it also, and he's got the tapes of the entire conversation, the four-hour conversation. He's going to release that to show people exactly what a loser Megyn Kelly is. So it's an NBC turd fest. They took a big gamble on Megyn Kelly, and they lost. So today is National Fudge Day. You got to love fudge, man. Come on, there's all kinds of gourmet fudge out there. Beautiful fudge. And what's better with fudge than a glass of wine? So go out and have some fudge today. Today is National Flip-Flop Day. People wear flip-flops in the summertime. They flip-flop flopping around. They flip-flop at the beach or the lake or walking down through the town. Actually, I will say this, that flip-flops are very bad for your feet and very bad for your legs and ankles. So having said that, you know, it's okay to wear them once in a while, I guess, especially when you're young. When you get older, I would definitely look away from the flip-flops unless they got some kind of arch support to it. But I will say, have your flip-flop day. And today is also Fresh Veggies Day. So you gotta stay away from the can. You gotta stay away from the frozen veggies. You know, frozen better than canned, yeah. I don't think anything's as bad as canned vegetables, man. I walk past them in the market. I look at the cans. I'm like, oh my God, really? Even beans or anything like that. You know, you take dried beans, you soak them, and they're ready to go. You cannot beat the flavor of those beans. But from a can, ugh, everything is devoid of vitamins and of nutrients. It comes out of a can. You have no idea really how long it's been sitting around. You know, there's a date on the can, but who the hell knows, really? Is that what you want? Especially cans made out of aluminum. That's really what you don't want. So, having said that, go out and have your fresh veggies and buy vegetables in the season. Buy fruit in the season. You will never, never lose if you do that. If you're going to buy strawberries in New York in January, you know they came from far, far, far away. They've been gassed for their color, and that's all that they've got. And when you eat them, it just tastes like you're biting into nothing. So buy that stuff in the season and have your fresh veggies today. So this is Michael Angley on the Daily Update for Friday, June 16, 2017 on United Public Radio Network, UPR and TalkRadio.com, 107.5 New Orleans, 104.7 in Passe Christiane.